Civilian casualties rise in Yemen as Saudi Arabia intensifies air and ground attacks against its impoverished neighbor. In the latest airstrikes, Saudi fighter jets targeted the Republican Guard Academy in the capital, Sana'a. Warplanes also bombarded two bridges in the Al-Gha region in Amran province. This follows rocket attacks on the province of Hajja and earlier strikes, which killed at least six people in that province. Aerial bombardment of the Ahmar province also claimed the lives of at least 20 people, including two children. Two people were also killed in air raids on the northern Saada province. A Sunni Yemeni leader says people in Yemen will never give in to Saudi Arabia's aggression. Sahil Ibrahim bin Aqil said Yemenis will not kneel down even if only one person is left in the country. He stressed that people have turned to the Ansarullah movement and popular committees because of corrupt former officials. He added that the nation would continue to support Ansarullah fighters in their resistance against Saudi aggression. Yemenis have time and again shown their support for Ansarullah fighters through mass rallies across the Arab country. Let's now cross over to Washington, where we're joined by Ty Berry, who is an activist with Code Pink, to discuss the situation in Yemen a bit further. Ty, thanks very much for joining us once again here on Press TV. I know you're being involved in a lot of the humanitarian efforts when it comes especially to Yemen as well. What are your feelings about the humanitarian situation there at this point?
Well, today Ban Ki-moon said that there was going to be peace negotiations in a third party country such as Switzerland. They're going to have peace talks in Geneva. Yet Saudi Arabia is still trying to undermine these peace talks, and all the while committing war crimes on the scale of a Gaza invasion type from Israel. It seems that they're able to bomb with impunity in Yemen. I joined the Yemen boat, the Iranian ship that left with 2,500 tons of aid, food aid, medical aid, water, and it's now being boarded and forced to the port of Djibouti to be inspected by the UN. It's time for the UN to do its real job. That's to force Saudi Arabia to end its impunity of violence on the people of Yemen, to stop this bombing and the killing and murder of women, children, old people, and men in Yemen. This is an independent country. The people of Yemen are fiercely independent, and they will not give up. And it's not Saudi Arabia's place to tell Yemen what government it should have.
Okay, it seems we may have lost our connection there with Ty Berry, but that was Ty Berry, who was speaking to us live via Skype from Washington.